This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, comedian Tim Cavanaugh, plus the best and worst songs and calling school. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Well, my whole family, we like to eat yams. Yams and ham and M&M's. Sometimes my grammy, she make a little lamb. Grammy's lambin'. Yammin', hammin', M&M's. Grammy's lemon, yammy, yammin', lemon, ham, hammin', lemon, yammin', M&M's. Grammy's lemon, yammy, yammin', lemon, ham, hammin', lemon, yammin', M&M's.
What are we, wiki, 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 heeny, heeny, wana, hana,
Well, my Uncle Danny likes to make clams, Dan's clams and Grammy's lamb and
damn.
Yam and ham and M&M's. Sing along if you
what
know
about,
it.
How about some Spam? They love it in Hawaii.
Sometimes he'll throw in a dab of jam, a dab of jam and Danny's clams and Grammy's lamb and yam and ham and M&M's. A dab of jam and clam, yam, lamb and ham, ham and jam and yam and M&M's. Lamb and yam and ham, ham and clam and lamb, yam and yam and lamb and M&M's.
Wah, a wee, wiki, 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 la, wa, wa, heeny, heeny, wana, hana, ha, la, wa, wa.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Where was I? Oh, I know. I was going to say the room's so much more attractive right now because of the arrival of...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, see, Tim doing it is funny.
Tim picks up on it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You doing it with Jessica is actionable. You see how it sounds like you're a dirty old man. But go ahead and keep talking.
Here I am.
Yeah. Hi, keep talking. That's perfect.
Jessica, you look very nice.
Oh, thank you.
As always.
Thank you.
I did not mean it to be in any kind of sexually aggressive manner.
No. Talk about her blue eyes and her dark hair like you normally do.
She's got this is radio. People can't see her. She has beautiful blue eyes and
talk about her two
hair.
Boobs and her one butt.
Oh my God.
Most women come with a pair of breasts and butt.
That's standard. Yeah. That's kind of standard.
Yeah, I like the two boobs.
I think
and one
referring
butt.
To her
missing
ample,
something.
Her ample bosom.
Hey, and by the way, there's a video of Josh out there with Jess Hooker and Jeff Hoskay talking about a handheld device that Sadie Allison left behind, if you haven't checked out that video.
Right now we're talking about our video of the band ACDC and the tribute to the only thing we know you can do right now with the coronavirus out there, which is wash your hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up, a story about how you can clean your iPhone. Apple finally coughing this story up, because they've been holding back on that forever.
They have been reluctant. Isn't
coughing
it weird?
It up.
You ready?
Well, let me introduce everybody. There's Ace. That's Pat Godwin. We're gonna
time for a break.
Nice rework on that song coming
up. Yeah.
You know what's fun? It's organic conversation. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Just natural.
Yeah. Just
flows. No, you know what's fun? You not interrupting me so we can get to the conversation.
Oh, well. Scrap it.
How do I describe Tim Kavanaugh? Tim looks like he could be my brother.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it when Tim comes because he makes me look like I've got a tan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And I'm really... working very, very hard on it.
Oh.
Self-quarantining.
Yes, yeah.
I just come out for this. That's the only thing.
Okay.
Now, we may be related, technically.
We might be.
Yeah, there's
a Kavanaugh
in your family tree, right?
Let's see. My dad's... what is it? I forget what it is, but it's my...
Kavanaugh, have you checked?
My dad's sister's middle name is Kavanaugh. Her mother was a Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
So there we go.
And
the
Kavanaugh fell out of the tree, actually.
Really?
And broke her ass.
Uh-oh.
Which is why all the Kavanaughs have a crack in theirs.
I see. Yeah.
One of those Irish things.
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
I enjoy it.
Let's move on here. I wanted to mention that we were talking about great bands that have two songs at least that are popular songs from the band, that one of which is great and one of which is terrible.
Yeah.
And we've come up with quite
example,
a few.
I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
And Angie. Yeah.
Yes. Another one I think would be a candidate, and I don't know, I haven't thought about it too hard. Elton John.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
His good ones are good, but his bad ones are
bad. Tiny Dancer and
I'm Gonna Love
Your Freedom.
Or I'm Gonna Love Me Again.
Oh,
the Oscar winner.
Oh, yeah.
Levon and I'm Still Standing.
Oh,
Here's one for Chick. Now, Chick didn't mention this, but I've got a feeling we're going to be right about this. This may be his least favorite song.
That's a good point.
This song is so bad it cheapens his entire catalog.
I love
Abracadabra. I'm gonna reach out and grab ya.
Yeah.
So no, bad. Thank you.
God, I love Steve Miller.
I do too, but that one's
And by the way, if you've ever heard Steve Miller's early albums,
they were blues,
jazz, right? Blues kind
they're
of.
They're great.
Yeah.
Big
but on the other hand, then you've
liner.
Got. Then you've got, for my money, would be Living in the USA with Boz Scaggs, or maybe classic. Great song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of character.
How about this one? This is, I think, iconic.
Please?
Yeah, Roxanne.
Pretty good.
Roxanne.
Awesome.
Now, am I right in saying that you hate this song? Oh, you like Message in a Bottle?
I love Message in a Bottle.
Okay, because every time I do a Message in a Bottle story, you get mad.
It's the Message in a Bottle story.
That song.
It's like, isn't it amazing? He found this message in a bottle 20 years ago and 5 miles away. No, it's not.
We had one more than 100 years. You can thank me because I didn't do the Message in a Bottle story from last week.
We did have another one. Very much.
Okay.
Thank you for skipping it.
Okay, now, yes, your hands is up, Tim. What's up?
Can I do my Abracadabra tribute?
I've often wondered. Oh, may I do it?
Yes. May I do it? May
yeah, sure.
I do it? May
yes,
I do it?
Absolutely.
Even though May is still a couple months away. Here we go. Called up Julie, she called me a spud. Said I was uglier than Elmer Fudd. She said, don't call again. So when I did, she said she'd never ever date me as long as she lived.
Oh.
Then last Wednesday, Julie died. Went to the funeral home, hid inside. But we were alone, it was worth the wait. Julie and I would finally have our date. Now I have her cadaver. You know I have her cadaver.
Totally worth it.
Excellent.
Totally I had forgotten it. About that one. That is rough. Yes, indeed.
But it's so pretty.
It is pretty.
Thing.
Yeah. And it's sentimental.
It is.
It's a love song, really.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
It's the prettiest necrophiliac song I've ever heard.
One way or the other, I'm going to have my date.
Isn't there actually a...
Well, she doesn't have sex on the first date. Come on.
Well, but does he? Because,
wow.
No.
That's rough. Let's move on.
I don't.
Yes.
Sorry to raise my hand again.
Do you have a song about something else?
No, I have. I wanted to get into the game about bad songs, good songs.
Okay.
And I don't know if you
name the band first.
I don't know if you consider Lenny Kravitz a band.
Well, it's fair. Yeah. It's fair.
I think I know where you're going.
But I loved American Woman. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. And then he did that Lady song. Shady, Haiti, baby. It was just like, it was all bad rhymes for lady. It was awful. I thought it was awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know that one.
Yeah. See, that was the problem is the rules are they both have to be kind of hits.
That was a hit. Okay. I would not have heard Lady because I don't have any Lenny Kravitz.
So you had to have heard it
albums.
On the radio.
So I heard it on the radio.
Okay.
A lot of times.
I did not hear that one. I'm sorry. Here we have Tim Cavanaugh, Best and Worst.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Okay. This isn't going to hurt us.
All right.
Feelings.
No. This is going to be good. I have a whole book of the worst.
I'm going to.
I do too.
Now I'm going to tell you that this is from Dean.
Okay.
So Dean picked these.
Okay, Dean.
Poor Dean.
Keep your head down under the bus, will you?
Yeah. Dean knows my catalog.
We disagree already because he has as your best song. Equinox, which I love.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I think
Monster Ash.
Yes. Oh, that's very funny.
To me, nice is genius.
Boy, you're
so funny.
Is this what we're arguing about?
Those are all in the middle.
I think they're both, firmly in the middle. Right.
What's the best?
What's on top?
Get Drunk with Dignity
Number one. Yeah,
Detroit Pistons, former champs of basketball.
That's a bigger hit. But Get Drunk with Dignity is a better song.
No, it's a wonderful song. Yeah.
This one.
I have so many souvenirs.
I can list them all.
I peed in my
shorts.
I pooped in what? Shatner wigs.
Shatner. William Shatner. Here we go. Dean has picked This Is Your Best Song. A parody from Jethro Tull.
That's a good one.
Sitting on a park bench.
About the equinox.
You know what?
Yep.
Yeah, the vocals save it. You're right.
and then he's got this one. Apparently, as your worst. I here it is.
Last fall on the weekend that we changed our clocks, I did just what they told me should be done. I set my alarm for 2 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
When I woke up, turned my clock back to 1.
I like this one.
I went back to sleep.
I'll wait for the joke.
When the alarm went off at 2 again, I woke up, turned my clock back to 1.
And he just keeps doing it.
I drifted off. When the alarm rang at 2, I turned my clock back to 1, just like they told me to do. Nobody told me that you only do it once. That's how I missed most of November last year.
I think this is going to be like one of those songs. This is like Layla when it came out, it wasn't a hit.
Right.
Then a few years later, people realized what a monster it was.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
a great song.
We have to take that chain, play it for the daylight savings time switch every year.
I would have thought Dean hated Fry Up an Eagle.
I would have
because
too.
Dean's one of those weirdos that doesn't think animal cruelty is funny.
No.
Oh, I've got a thousand of those.
Tim,
songs.
Fry Up an Eagle is my 7-year-old daughter's favorite song.
I know.
She loves it.
I love her.
What about Chick McGee? That's what we're farting for.
You're out, pal.
Am I out?
She can sing that one. I've got that. We can get that up in just a second.
That's her original.
Yeah.
She wrote that.
Chick McGee, This Is What We're Farting For? Yes. That's a classic. By the way, a little behind the scenes thing. So during the break, Christy has to call her daughter's school.
Yes.
To tell them that she's
quite the ordeal we're all living through.
She has to tell them that her daughter's going to be late for technical reasons. She'll be late for school, and she has to. And in the meantime, in the background,
it's her menses.
She's trying to say who this. This is Christy Lee, my daughter. Blah blah.
Yeah, that's
blah.
What
and,
she said.
And
yeah.
and Josh is in the background lip farting.
Yeah,
as loud as he can, shouting things. You know, trying
put
to
your
help.
Pants on. Yeah.
So the attendance lady at the school
incredibly
is going to get a chuckle.
Did anyone say bitch during that?
I don't know.
No, of course not.
I hope not.
Just said it.
No, I didn't. I said babe.
Oh.
Didn't I?
I don't know.
Sometimes we hear what we want to hear, don't
we,
Chick?
Bitch.
I blame.
Okay. Which also means I'm going to be leaving early.
Okay.
Today, this is my last break.
What?
Bitch, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Then I'm leaving.
Babe, I'm leaving.
Bitch, I'm leaving.
While Christy is still here.
Yes.
What are the news stories that tickle your fancy the most right now?
Should we continue with coronavirus or do you want to break from that?
No, we can do it.
Apple now saying it's okay to use disinfectant wipes on your iPhone. Previously, Apple's website advised against using cleaning products on its devices.
You know why?
Saying they could damage the screen's special coating that prevents fingerprints.
Stand by for controversy.
Tom?
Go ahead.
Because Apple hadn't yet invented the $200 per wipe Apple wipe system.
And they're made in China, and China created the coronavirus to kill all of us, and so therefore they...
In light of the new coronavirus outbreak, Apple's site has been updated to say using a 70%, isopropyl?
Yep.
Isopropyl.
I nailed it.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Alcohol wipe or Clorox disinfecting wipes. You may gently wipe the hard, non-porous surfaces of your Apple products, such as the display, keyboard, or other exterior
services. Because they've always said you can't.
Right.
And now, I'm so surprised they didn't come out with Apple wipes.
So much. Well,
you know, people would buy them.
All the wipes in my house are alcohol wipes.
Are they? Apple still advises against using bleach on devices to avoid getting moisture in any opening or submerging a product in cleaning agents, of course.
You think anybody that stupid? Well, I put it in the dishwasher. That'll
keep
you didn't tell me not to.
Yeah.
So
yes.
CNBC also recommends powering down devices before cleaning.
Tom?
Now, I have phone soap because Christy got us those for Christmas. I use mine once a day.
Is that the infrared thing you put the phone
in? Yes. I have to believe that it works.
Do you know where it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tom, you said are people silly, stupid enough to put their iPhones into a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Do you remember the problem we had with the scratch contest? And people were scratching their
phones.
Trying to see if they'd won.
Yeah.
And they were blaming you for telling them to do it, and you weren't telling them to do it.
It's more of a wipe than a scratch, really.
Yeah.
So in any event, you can clean your iPhone. But you are supposed to turn it off, Josh.
Okay.
So that way I don't want you to inadvertently erase your browser history because it's so hard to find. Fun Buns 2.
You got to save those. You got to bookmark those.
Pizza Poon Party.
Sure, and I can easily.
I can easily bookmark
Pizza Poon Party because, of course.
It's got everything you like.
Which is
I'm
hers?
Not fully turned on unless there's both foodstuffs and women.
And Poon.
Yes.
You forgot about the candle. We didn't talk about the candle.
Oh,
I hope you burn your nose.
Tim?
Are you going to light that? Let us all smell it.
Sometimes we talk about stuff in the air and people don't believe that it's true. We had a news story about this. As you can see, Tim, this is a box. It's about, you can fit maybe a baseball in it and a half.
Sure, yeah.
And it's a candle.
It was a product that was sold on Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop.
Fantastic. The box is decorated with some Georgia O'Keeffe-esque flowers.
Those are philodendrons, I think.
Yeah, but they're, as Josh has pointed out, their appearance is rather genital-like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can read this from where you're sitting.
Labiafold.
Can you read this from where you're sitting, Tim?
You know what? Let me put my
Okay, can you read it, Josh?
Put on your cheaters.
I can read it.
Come over here.
I can read it.
Only
Tim's got it,
you
I
read
think.
This. Come on over here, Jessica. Tim's all plugged in with his guitar. This is a legit product that was purchased on the internet. Can you just read what it says?
This smells like my vagina.
Ah.
Well, I haven't smelled it yet. Wow, if your smells like that, then no wonder you're so popular.
Did you get the accompanying candle? Then it must be your feet.
Oh, my God.
For those of you familiar, she just did the old prostitute voice at the bar.
Yes.
That smells like my vagina.
That is the name
she's
of this.
She's as disgusted by it as I am.
That is the honest-to-God name of this product.
Well, what does it smell like, seriously?
It's well, light her up.
It doesn't smell like tuna
smell
fish.
Smell it. No, open it the box.
It smells very floral.
You're not going to open the box. Up, you're sick
scared of what's inside.
Are you afraid
open
to look at it?
Atta girl, yeah, she opened
touch
it.
Touch it.
So are these custom candles per vagine, if you will?
Christy's taking the first.
Just say, ooh.
Because that's not a good smell.
Pass it around.
Well, some of us can't be as good as you, Christy.
No, I'm not saying.
Okay. Wait a minute. Here's the expert.
Josh looks repulsed.
It's not a vagina.
You know what? It kind of is.
Is it?
Give it back over here. Give it back
in,
over here.
In the sense, in the
it smells like roses.
It smells douchey. It smells very FDS.
Okay.
Well, that's not natural.
I like the touch with the pubic hairs on it.
Well, that's a smell.
But I'm not kidding. That brought back a couple.
Did you twitch a little bit?
Rose.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, and
it smells like roses, doesn't it?
Why don't we light it?
It's very much, yeah.
I don't have a lighter.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is nice, but
it smells good. It smells clean. It
smells a little more like Daryl Hannah, I think, than Gwyneth Paltrow.
From Splash or?
Yeah. Which Daryl Hannah movie?
Right after
the Mermaid thing?
Maybe Wall Street?
Yeah, Mermaid where she didn't have
If I would
thing.
Just take one whiff, it would just inspire good. Music and a song in me.
I bet. Yeah. Well, then.
Absolutely.
Here you go, Tom. Take a whiff of that.
Do we have a.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for a lighter.
Oh, no, it's so floral.
It is very rosy.
There's no body scent at all to this.
Well, it smells like a... Well, it smells like,
I mean,
like someone I knew.
Okay.
What was the name of her brothel?
It's better than a seaside smell,
yeah.
Okay?
No, it's... Oh, wow. But we have to smell it while it's burning. Do you have a match?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well,
if you burn it, it's going to hang in the air forever. Don't do that.
No, but that's
Godwin, why don't you walk
over
there and
song?
Take a whiff? You said maybe it'll...
Well, hand it to me.
A bit of a muse.
Hang on a second. Let me take a whiff. It could instill something in me.
Okay. Now, Pat, I'm sure you have a memory of what it smells
like. There you
go,
Pat. No, don't lick it.
Your mom.
Memories of the broads I left behind. Crusty, misty memories.
Oh, boy.
Here you go.
Okay.
Did I cross the line?
Okay, sorry. I know. Yesterday we established your mom as a new character in the show.
I was not
responsible for that.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh. Tim, you hear about...
No, I did
it's
not.
Mom
Pat's mom's proclivities?
No. What?
Pat's mother is named Khaki.
Right.
And was it a Halloween? Wasn't that the setup?
Well, that's what you said, was that on Halloween you could yell, boo, Khaki.
Yeah.
We found out that she indeed loves that. She's a big fan of
trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
I say we move on.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.